here, it was related to Hurricane Andrew. It was way back in the early 90s. And two people died on that crash. I mean, and Zagacki was admitted to a hospital in like fair condition with a broken leg and this and that. It was serious, more serious than Bill Lawrence's, quite frankly.
Joe Z.
Really?
Yeah.
You're judging plane crashes now? I mean,
Zagacki.
Ranking them, actually.
Wait, Greg was in a plane crash?
Zagacki.
Oh, Joe Z was?
Yeah.
Zagacki.
Zagacki.
The guy that calls the hurricane?
Zagacki.
Yep.
Zagacki.
Former member of Sunshine Network?
Zagacki.
Sunshine Network.
In a plane crash.
I'd like to hear what it sounds like, Joe Zagacki.
No, I'm not doing that.
Wait a minute.
I'm not doing
Wait a minute.
He dislikes me plenty.
Zagacki.
No, Mike.
Let's negotiate.
No, put my foot down.
It's Zagacki and DBJ in a plane crash, but we know they're not going to die.
No, I'm not doing this.
I think Chris might do it with you, though.
No.
Chris just did a Zagacki.
That can be Chris's job.
Chris, would you like, this is not a funny thing. Well, he survived it.
Stop it.
We should stop making
fun of
this.
You should have a line.
I should stop making fun of this? Zagacki. Google, go ahead and Google Joe Zagacki sunburn.
Make fun of that.
That you can make some fun of. Tomorrow on the local hour, Billy has secured a guest that we want to talk to. Billy, what is your fascination with this person we're going to talk to in the local hour? Because our show likes rugged dudes from the streets of Miami. We actually at one point, it's not just Kimbo Slice and it's not just Jorge Masvidal. At one point, we developed a strange fascination with that tattoo face guy. What was his name, Mike? The rapper who put a brick in your
Stitches.
Face?
Stitches.
Stitches. Stitches, yeah.
We also had a brief torrid affair with Rene Level Martinez of a much smaller MMA
Yeah,
faction.
That was smaller. Why are you laughing about Stitches, Billy? The whole thing unraveled on Stitches when I saw him in a Whole Foods parking lot just sitting there with a tattoo face. Like it. Why are you laughing?
I thought his name was Tattoo Face.
Why are you laughing about Stitches, Billy?
I wonder what old Stitches is up to. Yeah. I know that I got like updates occasionally from like nurses that worked in Baptist, and they're like, "Oh, Stitches just had a kid. We delivered the baby." I'm like, "That must have been interesting, like to deliver Stitches' baby." I remember I had to dress up for a grin of death punishment as Stitches one time, and we did the makeup with Meyer for like 2 hours.
It was good.
Week.
You looked a lot like him.
Oh,
it was
it
was very strong how much you looked like Stitches. But we were fascinated by him, at least in part because there was very little information on him, and he was just doing this video that the Heat team embraced, which is about putting cocaine in your face.
Yeah, brick in your face. Was it the Heat or was it just all of South Florida? It was a massive hit. I think Worldstar got it popular, but he actually hasn't posted on social media in quite some time. March 22nd is the last Instagram, so a bit of a man of mystery now again, Dan.
I hope he's all right. I mean, my favorite part about this, I felt like when I was dressed as Stitches, I became Stitches, and I liked the look so much that Charlie was here at the time, and he told me, like, you should do that for Halloween, and your wife can be Lilo, and you can be Lilo and Stitches, like the movie Lilo and Stitch.
Funny.
About the local hour guest tomorrow, which is what I was originally asking you about.
Yeah, that's
it's funny.
Yeah, that's you.
It's funny, Bill, because when I was dressed like Guy Fieri, Dan liked the look so much. Dan thought I should have kept. Mike was really on me about keeping that look, the Guy Fieri look. And I was thinking about it right up until I saw my wife. and then that didn't happen.
There's something comforting in just becoming another person for a day.
You're right.
Kind of living as that person.
You're right. You are right.
Billy, who is this Yuli Diaz that we're talking to?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Yuli.
The Yuli monster, Dan. Yeah. He set a record knocking someone out in 3 seconds in a bare-knuckle fight. And obviously, I said, you know who I can relate to, the Yuli monster. So we've secured Yuli monster for the show tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about that.
That'll be coming your way tomorrow on the local hour. Stu Gotts, real quick, we haven't gotten your take on what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing. I'm curious. Because you like to read into all sorts of moves. To me, this one jumps off the screen that Giannis really hasn't told them anything yet.
Or Stan knows something that none of us know, because Stan's the head coach of the Pelicans. They got a lot of draft picks, unprotected picks in like 2025, 2027. But I think you're probably right, where Giannis has not tipped off the Bucks on anything. Mike, it's a major upgrade. You cannot question.
Well, I don't know if about it. I don't know,
Dan,
if it's a major upgrade.
But Dan
it's
said,
an upgrade, though.
He's better than Bledsoe. I mean, Danny Ainge was trying to trade Kemba Walker to get enough draft picks because he wanted to go out and get Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is a really good defender, assists on a lot of catch and shoot threes. He's a former All-Star. He's a good player. He himself is better than Eric Bledsoe and George Hill. Is he better than the collective of the two players? George Hill was a good player for the Milwaukee Bucks, and those assets, those are going to be very valuable if the core of the Milwaukee Bucks ends up being Bogdanovich and Chris Middleton. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I just gave up a bunch of assets. If that deadline, which I believe is in December for Giannis to accept that mega extension, if that comes and goes without him accepting it, that's how you get your assets back. You got to trade Giannis, because if Giannis just leaves you at the altar with no way to get assets back,
you're screwed.
You're screwed for a very long time.
Here's what Mike's talking about. This is courtesy of Bobby Marks on Twitter, works with us here at ESPN. New Orleans receives a 2020 first-round pick via Indiana, 2024 right to swap, a 2025 first-round pick unprotected, a 2026 right to swap, and a 2027 first-round pick unprotected. What Mike is saying is, if Giannis leaves the Bucks, do you know how valuable, how bad they become, and how valuable those picks become?
Yeah, and you don't even have Drew Holiday to hang your hat on, because he himself is also an impending free agent. And if Giannis leaves, what's the incentive for Drew Holiday at that point in his career? He can start chasing rings.
But for now, so you're asking for the now, I would say you have to do everything you can to try to keep Giannis. And I think this is them doing everything they can, upgrading from Bledsoe to Drew Holiday. And now you have a team that has Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis. And for me,
and Bogdanovich is a nice player.
And Bogdanovich, and no, Heat fans are going to object to this, but for me, that's enough to at least get out of the East, to make it to the NBA Finals. But I think Drew Holiday is a much better player than you do, Mike.
So. I love Drew Holiday. I didn't know the Miami Heat held him in high regard. I know Jimmy Butler held him in high regard. There was a pretty wide gulf. I know the regular season, they amass wins, and if you look at their point differential, they were really impressive. But against the Miami Heat were very clearly the better team of those two. And it's not just the playoff sample of them winning in five games, and some Milwaukee fans might point to, well, Giannis got hurt at the end. Didn't really change the series. I think throughout that entire season, we saw that there was a pretty considerable gulf head-to-head between those two teams. And I don't know if Milwaukee closed that gap between the two with these moves.
Greg, how do you feel about the risk the Bucks are taking here? Because if Giannis leaves and he comes to Miami or goes wherever, but if he leaves, they're going to be bad. And what they just gave back to the Pelicans for Drew Holiday is a bunch of unprotected picks for a team that if Giannis leaves is going to be bad, and those picks are going to be very valuable.
Yeah, I don't see what Milwaukee's doing here. I really don't. You'd like to think that they brought Giannis in on this. You'd like to think that they're catering to him by saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. Do you want us to do it? You know, is this something that, you know, I don't know how those things work behind the scenes, but to me, you haven't made Giannis any more likely to stay when you're giving up so much of your future, your draft capital. You know,
yeah, they're trying to win it now. They don't care about the capital, the future. Clearly, they're telling you we don't care. They're trying to win right this second.
Yeah, but they did it for Drew Holiday. They did it for Drew Holiday. They sold out for an impending free agent.
They really did it for Giannis, though, Mike.
No, I understand. I understand.
They're showing Giannis, look what we're willing to give up in order to try to win you a title here. If they don't win a title, though, Giannis doesn't care.
Did you see what Giannis did on social media? He tried to defuse a situation that Nick Kyrgios, the Australian with Greek heritage tennis player, put out there. There was a video of Nick Kyrgios said, I straight up asked him if he was going to Miami, and Giannis just smiled. And Giannis took to Twitter, tweeted, "So you're always trying to cause trouble." And that's not a denial.
No.
That's not a denial.
Very curious.
Oh, that's terrible.
Guys, Mark Stein just...
That's terrible. I'm sorry, Tony, but
Mark Stein just tweeted, the last 2 weeks have been filled with chatter that Giannis indeed plans to sign his 5-year supermax with the Bucks before the December 21st deadline to do so. The Bucks just made a trade that suggests they must believe it. And that was 11:56 p.m. on Tuesday.
Stein line.
That's all he got there?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how this one plays out, Tony.
I think Stein is telling you how it's going
to
play
out. What do you want to go with? League chatter, according to verified Mark Stein, or Anna Nicole?
Ooh, her time to shine, right?
We'll see. We'll see who ends up being right there. What I'm saying is we haven't seen an outright denial from Giannis.
Wait, so hold on a second, because that's an interesting report from Mark Stein, because, Mike, it would seem ridiculous to give up what they just gave up without getting some assurance from Giannis. Armed with hindsight now, it would seem ridiculous. You're mortgaging your entire future for the next decade for Drew Holiday. There's no way they do that without Giannis saying, hey, I'll sign the 5-year max.
Oh, I think that there's a way. We've seen this in the past with teams banking on this, hoping that it will be enough. Dare I remind you of the Josh McRoberts, Danny Granger acquisitions?
Don't you dare.
Is she Anna Nicole?
I think she's Ashley Nicole.
Ah, damn it.